This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Behind bars in Altoona, PA, no bail, no word when he's coming back to New York, and his family is asking for prayers. We're talking about Luigi Mangione, the suspect in the fatal shooting of the CEO of United Healthcare. Let's go live to Altoona for our Mary Lynn Buckley.
Susan, I'm outside of the McDonald's that Luigi Mangione was spotted eating breakfast at in the back of the restaurant with his mask on yesterday. Today, he's waking up in a jail cell. It was all when a customer that was inside of McDonald's recognized him, and they quickly asked an employee working, hey, is this the guy? And they decided, let's call Altoona Police Department. And that's when Officer Fry showed up with his partner. And also, Lieutenant Colonel Bivens tells us that Mangione had been on the run in Pennsylvania for days.
He was wearing a blue medical mask. We asked him to pull it down. Me and my partner and I recognized him immediately.
Part of that investigation will also focus on trying to retrace his steps. We've already identified businesses, for example, that he frequented in this area and activities that he engaged in. That led us to more evidence.
Mangione is facing murder charges in New York, along with illegal gun charges here in Pennsylvania. An extradition hearing could happen as early as today or tomorrow. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. Live in Altoona, Pennsylvania.
New Yorkers divided over Daniel Penny's acquittal in the chokehold death of Jordan Neely last year in the subway.
If he would have probably let go of that man, he probably would have hurt more people. You know, you can't lock somebody up for that. He's a hero.
I think he was a good Samaritan. He was able to step in and save people from a threatening situation.
I deal with crazy people all the time, but you're able to subdue someone and not kill someone, you should be in jail.
What? No. It don't make no sense.
Brooklyn Councilmember Lincoln Ressler took to X to slam the verdict, saying it sends a dangerous message that New York can kill someone on the subway without accountability. City Controller Brad Lander, who is running for mayor, also disagreed with the verdict, saying Daniel Penny is not a hero. Mayor Adams told reporters that while he respects the jury's decision, quote, Jordan Neely should not have had to die, and that he strongly believes that this was a case of what the mayor says is a broken mental health system. This is Neely's father.
I miss his voice. I miss being around him. I miss him dancing.
Jordan Neely was known in the subways as a Michael Jackson impersonator. The not guilty verdict on the charge of criminally negligent homicide came following 5 days of deliberations and after the judge tossed the manslaughter charge when jurors were deadlocked on that. Penny's defense lawyer, Thomas Kenneth.
How's it feel?
Feels great. He's finally got the justice he's deserved.
As for Daniel Penny, he is sitting down with Jeanine Pirro for an interview to air on Fox News. This, the reaction to players on a Long Island high school basketball team saying they were subjected to racial slurs being hurled at them during a recent game.
It's very surprising in 2024. It's scary, actually.
Folks talking to CBS 2 as officials at Patchogue Medford High School look into what happened Friday in West Islip. Suffolk County lawmaker Jason Richburg says there is an opportunity here for a teachable moment.
This is a good conversation for the school districts and us personally to have in our homes about what language is appropriate and what language is not.
Both Patchogue Medford and West Islip High Schools condemning the language and saying the incident is being investigated. Basilio Hidalgo, identified as the guy police say was behind that wild scene over the weekend in Nassau County.
The video on social media has been seen by thousands. A car driving on the track, stopping near the Floral Park station. The driver was behind the wheel of an SUV and was taken into custody after authorities say his car caught on fire because the tires became severely damaged. Police say the suspect began his journey at the Elmont UBS Arena station and drove a half mile on the tracks. This caused delays on the LIRR, 4 hours worth of delays. The 40-year-old driver was charged with DWI and reckless endangerment. No injuries reported. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Nassau County, Long Island.
Hey, New Jerseyans, a new bill to be introduced today to try and lower your heating bill. It comes after the Board of Public Utilities approved a rate hike of nearly 16%. Congressman Josh Gottheimer to hold a rally on the issue later this morning in Fort Lee.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.